Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين We have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We have sent peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his illustrious family, and upon his noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Welcome, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all dear viewers of Madinah channel. You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. And once again, I am in the company of our honorable, respected guest, who is none other than Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari, damad barakatuhu al-aliya. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yes, dear viewers, in this program, which is, of course, Reformation of the Ummah. As we mentioned, we, of course, choose those subjects, those situations in society, and we have an open discussion, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, right here in studio, in the company of Mawlana Ziyad Madani and myself, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And today, we have chosen a very important discussion, which affects people at large, dear viewers, and that is difference of opinion, jihad. Every person's way of looking at, examining and thinking about something is so different from other people, dear viewers. Why? Because everyone's age, education, experience and skills are different. Allahu Akbar. So based on which he forms his own particular opinion on an issue is what matters, dear viewers of Madinah channel. That's where different problems may come about, situations may change. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, they are so many resemblances between the opinions of two people. One person may say this, the other may say that, but it is almost impossible on any matter to reach a conclusion 112% muwafaq. It's almost impossible to reach a 100% agreement when there are two or three people involved. What will be cooked at home? Where will my child go? Which school will he go to study? Which Darul Uloom will my son be admitted or enrolled in this year? What will be cooked tomorrow? Where should we go for this vacation, Mu'asab? You know, these are various questions that can be asked, that are said, opinions have to be given. What color theme should we have for the wedding, for the hall, for our clothes, for the bride, for the groom? It goes on. We have a list of things that we could think about that causes disagreements in our opinions, dear viewers of Madinah channel. But Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it is this beautiful deen of Islam which has left no stone unturned. Islam has given us knowledge and etiquette and manners on all aspects and all walks of life, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. On thousands of issues which is, of course, current, which affect us from day to day in our day-to-day life. So disagreement, dear viewers of Madinah channel, is a part of our social, communal and domestic life. Allahu Akbar. It has also been observed that many times disagreements escalate into quarrels, into arguments, and then relations become very bitter. But Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, today, in our program, we are going to be discussing and talking about opinions. How should one present his opinion? What are the manners, etiquette attached to that before you give an opinion? Inshallah, Zawajalla, if you stay locked with us until the end of the program, there are many things that the viewers of Madinah channel will pick up from this program because we are going to discuss this in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. What are the etiquettes and the manners of presenting one's opinion? How should one present his opinion? Inshallah, Zawajalla, stay locked with us until the end of the program. Before we go and listen to the Kalam Wasab, which of course provides more blessings and barakah and saturates our hearts. And this is how we do every program, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, my request will be to Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Zawajalla, to recite few ash'ar in the phrases of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps the Kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Muhammad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, or the Kalam of our Amir al-Sunnah. Dama barakatum al-aliyya, inshaAllah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah ta'ala. I will present a few ash'ar of a kalam of Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah that time and time again we think of and it is asking for us to be called to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. And Allahu so we're going to ask and plead in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please call us again.
Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo phir mujhe Madine mein bula lo ke mujhe
shahe
Madine mein bula lo ke mujhe shahe
Shaykh Idrakat Amir al-Sindin mentions that we love Madinatul Munawwara so much. And why is it that this blessed city is so beloved and so dear to our hearts? Amir al-Sindin says, Madina is the
سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں، میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں. آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین. The kalam recited by our مبلغ of دعوت اسلامی زیاد مدنی الطاری دامت برکاتم العالیہ. And the writer is none other than our respected and honorable امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس اتار قادری رضوی دامت برکاتم العالیہ. And whenever this kalam is recited, Maulana Sahib, it really touches the heart. Allahu Akbar. And the hazri that you have made, perhaps, you know, you just recall those moments, Maulana Sahib, of how a person, when he enters the bargah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the manner in which he presents his salam, and the moments when you leave the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those situations a person would recall, and he would, the desire to go once again, you know, will be in his heart. May Allah Kareem take us baraha to the city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. And may Allah Kareem grant us death in the beautiful city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, burial in Jannatul Baqi to the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. When this is the ishq and love that we have for the city of Madinatul Munawwara, we should develop the very similar type of love and affection to follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enthusiasm to walk upon that path, dear viewers, because when a person will adopt those manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he had taught to humanity, then a person would also learn the etiquette of mashwara, how to sit for meetings or in meetings, how to give an opinion, how to accept an opinion, because all these are etiquettes which are part of Islam. Yes. We live together, as I mentioned in the very beginning, we have mothers, brothers, sisters, other siblings, family members, business partners, and people do business with one another. We have rishtas, relations with one another. There are situations, because of living with each another, we have opinions, and opinions is like, you know, like how everyone has a nose, Maulana Sahib. We all have an opinion, and every person wants his opinion to be heard. Every person wishes for his opinion to be accepted, but not everyone is like Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in whose favor, in whose opinion, even ayat of the Quran were revealed, Maulana Sahib. Subhanallah. These are the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are the followers of the servants of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through their Mubarak and blessed life, we study and we learn, you know, how the pious predecessors would, subhanallah, show love and affection even after having a disagreement with Maulana Sahib. So yes, opinion is something which we all have. Opinion is something which we always want it to be heard. We want it to be loud. We understand. But Maulana Sahib, the problem comes in disagreement, right? And there are some tactics, there are some manners, there are some guidelines for a person to follow to disagree if there is a disagreement on this matter. So can Maulana Sahib shed some light, inshallah, Zawajalla, on this matter, on this aspect, as to how a person should be maybe perhaps open-minded when he's sitting in a Madani Mashwara, any meeting, any discussion where he has to express his dissent on certain matter.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Huzur, is you are very right with regards to us all having our own opinions. That everybody has their opinion, and it's not necessary that everyone's opinion is going to match. In fact, you find that spouses share such a close bond, yet many times they have different opinions. Father and son, they spend so much of time together that the son has grown up under the father, but you find that the son has his own opinion. So the opinions being different is not a problem. We can have different opinions. There's no problem with that. And yes, we have the right to our opinions. So the way I have the right to my opinion, you have the right to yours. So each of us have the right to our own opinions. That is not a problem as well. Where the issue does come about is that everybody wants their opinion to be acted upon, and everyone feels that I have the right to my opinion, so my opinion is right. There's a difference. You have the right to an opinion, but it's not necessary that your opinion is that which is right. So that is key number one, that when we are taking our opinions forth, when we are mentioning our opinions, when we want to drive our opinions forth, it's important for us to understand that I do have the right to my opinion, but it's not necessary that my opinion is right. Be open to the possibility that in my opinion, I may be wrong.
Allahu Akbar.
I may just be wrong, as much as I believe it's right. Just think of this, that whilst we were growing up, we had certain opinions, isn't it? I had an opinion, you had an opinion, our viewers of Madani channel had opinions, and as time went, haven't our opinions changed? So the opinion I had yesterday, perhaps I don't have the same opinion today. And the opinion I had 5 or 10 years ago, perhaps I don't have the same opinion on a certain matter today. My opinions have changed and your opinions have changed. So if our opinions have changed, it's possible that my yesterday's opinion was not correct. And today's opinion is correct, but in the same way. Perhaps as yesterday's opinion was incorrect and today's may be correct, perhaps today's is incorrect and tomorrow's may be correct. So I may be wrong in my opinion. And since I may be wrong in my opinion, when we think in that light, then we won't drive our opinions forth in such a way that causes harm and hurt to the next person just because we're thinking today that it may be right. I could be wrong. There's that possibility. Then I need, with understanding that my opinion may be wrong, so now I must handle it in such good etiquette, in such good ways, that I don't let this one opinion that I have today that may change tomorrow, this one opinion, I don't let it spoil the relationship I have with the next person. That is key. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very wise personality. One of his friends said that, you know, I have not seen someone more wise than Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So he was asked, what is it that makes you think this? He says, one day I had a disagreement with him. He had his opinion, I had my opinion. Anyway, we left with different opinions. With this disagreement. But when I came back, he rahmatullah alayhi said to me, oh my friend, he took my hand and he said, oh my friend, we've had disagreement. I had my opinion, you had your opinion. But we shouldn't let this difference in opinion between us spoil the bond and the relationship that we have.
Subhanallah.
A wise way of looking at it, that the relationship that we have means more than my opinion being that which must be adopted by us both. So subhanAllah, when we think in this way, I could have made a mistake, I could be wrong in my opinion, and even if I'm right, then why should my opinion be the means of this relationship being broken? When we think in this way, inshallah, then even differences in opinion won't cause that negative effect, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. Masab, on the very same note, the question is that a person has an opinion,
right,
and he knows if, for example, it's correct.
Right.
A person should then ask himself, is it necessary for me to express my opinion? Is it necessary? Allahu Akbar. Because if it is not necessary, Mu'asab, a person should not then express his opinion.
Absolutely.
And especially if there is no harm in remaining silent.
Absolutely.
If there's no harm in not mentioning your opinion.
Absolutely.
For example, somebody says, you know what, having tea immediately after your meal versus writing for a while before having tea, for example.
Right.
The tea will be served immediately after you have your food versus write for a while or read a book for a while, then you have your tea.
Right.
And the person knows that if I remain silent, it's fine. Then why debate on this matter?
Absolutely.
Why allow this to become a fight, an argument, a quarrel between spouses, for example? And this matter that has no head, no tail, many a times becomes a cause of separation between husband and wife.
Absolutely.
Should we paint this room white or should we paint it blue? Should we buy this color mattress or this color duvet or set or whatever it may be? And these types of differences in opinions, which really doesn't matter, Mu'asab. If a person remains silent, knowing that whether it's blue, whether it's white, I'm still happy with both.
Alhamdulillah.
But then some people want to debate to show the next person, I'm happy with both, but I disagree with what you're saying.
I have a stronger reasoning
perhaps
as to why it should be this way. This mindset of I have the stronger reasoning and I need to prove that my reasoning is better, it destroys a lot of relationships.
Allahu Akbar.
And as Huzur mentioned very well, that it's not necessary to express our opinion in every matter. We have opinions, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, that shouldn't be that shouldn't mean that I have to express it. We look at someone when we think, example, right? If someone looks at someone and thinks that this brother is, example, overweight, he needs to work on his weight. So that's an opinion, that's something in your mind. You don't know what is the reason behind it. Perhaps he has a sickness, perhaps something is the case. And if you're going to mention it, then you may hurt his feelings. Or if you don't mention it to him and you mention it to someone else, then it's going to be ghibah. So there are so many reasons as to why, you know, in this case, you should just be silent. Someone else has a certain car and the car is a certain color and you don't like it. It's fine. It's not going to trouble us. He purchased that color because he liked that color. Why must I mention my opinion that, you know, I don't like this color on the car? There are certain points, certain times where, not to say your opinion doesn't matter, let it matter to ourselves. But it doesn't have to be expressed. We don't have to express our opinion on everything that takes place around us, because if others are going to start expressing their opinions on our things, we're going to take offense.
SubhanAllah. Actually, you said, Master, that new opinions are always suspected. New opinions, there's a thing that goes on. New opinions are always suspected and usually opposed.
Right.
Why? They say because without any other reason, because they are not already common. So when you present a new opinion, I strongly believe, Master, some people fight their points through.
Right.
They want it to filter down instantly. And some people become jalali, some people become angry, some start busting, breaking things. And this is a very ignorant way to present and to pass one's opinion. However, the question is, Master, what is your opinion on this matter? The greatest deception men suffer is from their own opinion. Allahu Akbar. Can Masab shed some light in this matter as well? As it is said, the greatest deception men suffer, dear viewers, is from their own opinion.
You know, I feel that we've already shed a little light. I'm just going to bring it back, right? That on that matter, that the greatest deception men suffer is on from their own opinions, on their own opinions. It's often the case that we have certain opinions, and we believe it's right.
Allahu Akbar.
And give it a little while and that opinion changes. We were deceived at that point in our own minds that that opinion that I had was the right opinion, and why is it that the rest of the world doesn't say it? But give it a few days, or give it a week, or give it a year, or give it 5 years. Your opinion changes, and then you realize, ah, I was in my own deception at that point.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
And besides Akbar. That is one. And then the other is that you have opinions of this person and opinions of that person. And like we gave the example, that brother is too overweight, and that brother, the color of his vehicle is not right, and that brother, you know, his kurta is not set in the way that it should be set. That is our opinion. If we're going to go into that and mention that, we are going to hurt the Islamic brother. If we mention it to someone else, we're going to go into backbiting. If we're keeping it within ourselves and we say no, but we keep thinking wrong, then we're going to be going into the, you know, it's a fault, it's a bad thing, it's a flaw to be thinking evil about believers.
Allah.
Have husna zan, have a good thought. Why is it that we need to now say no? The brother is overweight, that means he's overeating, and maybe he's eating that which is haram, and doesn't he know he's not supposed to be eating in this way? It's because we dwelled in that opinion, we allowed ourselves to be deceived and to fall into that, and shaitan loves it. Shaitan loves
Allahu
it that, okay,
Akbar.
Now you've formed an ill opinion
Allahu
of someone,
Akbar.
So now I'm going to add more fire and more fuel to it, until that becomes so bad, it becomes so large and so big, it blows up and it hurts the sign brothers, it hurts people around them, that now they are mentioning false
Allahu
and
Akbar.
Bad opinions they have of each other. This is, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us something beautiful, that instead of having a bad opinion about someone else, have husna dhan, have good thoughts about people, that even though, yes, he is in this way, perhaps he has a reason for it. And in that way, Allah saves us from so many things. Allah protect us. Ameen.
Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Thumma Ameen. So, Masab, Alhamdulillah, we learned that we should be polite.
Absolutely.
We should be humble. And subhanAllah, there are many other things that we could learn if a person studies the seerah of the beloved Rasulullah and see how the companions alayhim ridwan sat in the blessed company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and learned directly from Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about presenting opinions, and how Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even accept the opinions of other sahaba alayhim ridwan. I mean, the very big battle, the battle of the trench, Masab. The opinion for digging up the trench was given. It is Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who presented his opinion about coming up with the plan for the protection of these companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So someone from the companions, subhanallah, is giving and presenting his opinion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the shafqat and muhabbat and the karam of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he accepts the opinions of his companions in this way, subhanallah, and he makes them feel so special. Allahu Akbar.
This is also something we can learn so much from.
Yes,
so much 100%. From the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometimes accept the opinions and the suggestions of others.
Allahu
Even though
Akbar.
We may have our own, we may have our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah blessed him with so much of knowledge and so much of wisdom. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have thought of it himself, and subhanallah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have acted upon his own way, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened to his ashab. He listened to the ashab, he listened to their opinions, and when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw merit in it, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted it and actually acted upon it. So too,
Allah
in our families, among our colleagues, Someone may have an opinion. We need to be open enough for them to be able to speak, to say, I'm not just here to air my opinion, I'm here to listen to you as well. Lend the ear. The way the Beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lended his ear to his ashab. He's the master. They were his blessed ashab. Allah, they were his servants. They would serve him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it was their honor to be his servant. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam listened to their opinion and actually acted upon it. So what is the harm if we take someone else's opinion and we see merit in it and we say that today we will adopt your opinion. Today we will follow that which you wanted. How special the person will feel. You will be bringing joy to the heart of a believer. You'll be rewarded for that and subhanAllah. If it does work, that does work out and it works out well, then go over to the Islamic brother and give him a tap on the back. Go over to your son and give him a tap on the back that we followed your opinion. We've chosen to implement your opinion and see how well it worked. I'm very happy and I'm so proud of you. It will motivate them and boost, you know, their self-esteem. And through you, inshallah, they will be have a good self-esteem. They'll feel motivated. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, this will open their minds to more positivity.
Kya baat hai Madine ki. Subhanallah. Allah Kareem, hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye.
Ameen, ameen.
Really enjoying this session with Mulana Sahib, mashallah, and we are learning so much, dear viewers of Madini channel, including us as well. I mean, I strongly believe that, you know, whatever nasihat and advice we give, and this is in our day-to-day life, dear viewers, that we implement this as well, and we make niyat to also practice and make amal upon these points that we are presenting. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, calling people foolish, stubborn, arrogant, you know nothing, you are ignorant, you are jahil, so on and so forth, these are not the etiquettes of sitting in a meeting or presenting your disagreement upon an opinion.
Absolutely.
This is not the way of a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Balki in Da'wat Islami, Mawlana Sahib, you know, Amir al-Sunnat makes so much of tarbiyat of, mashallah, of all the Madani Munnas and Munnis and all the followers in Da'wat Islami, mashallah, all those supporters and those who, mashallah, regularly follow Madani channel, watch the programs on Madani channel, come for the ijtima'at of Da'wat Islami, the weekly Sunnah Inspired programs. And they would learn, they would see even during the Madani Muzakiras how subhanAllah Amir al-Sunnat makes mashwara with Muftiyani Kiram, subhanAllah. With so much of love and shafqat and muhabbat, they will be making mashwara and Muftiyani Kiram will be giving their opinion to Amir al-Sunnat. Amir al-Sunnat will be discussing with Muftiyani Kiram before he presents the answer to the awam, to the public. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah, there's so much that we learn from the example that you have presented about Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Also, there are examples, Mulana Sahib. In fact, what you have mentioned from the Quran, the Sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla has instructed in the Holy Quran, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And subhanAllah, this Quranic verse teaches us, subhanAllah, how Allah Azza wa Jalla has, you know, placed barakah and blessings in mashwara. For the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now in this verse mentioned to make mashwara with his companions.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. Make mashwara, for Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided blessings and barakah in gatherings, in meetings, in discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you have a discussion before carrying out any action, then you listen to an opinion and you give your opinion. Like for example, in the Surah of the Cow, Surah Al-Baqarah, though his mother said to him that, you know, go in the marketplace and you can sell this cow. According to the tafsir of the Quran, in those days the cows used to sell for approximately 3 dinars.
Mm.
But she says to him, when he comes back to his mother, after spending the entire day in the market, he says, you know what happened, mummy, Ammijan, I met a person who offered me 3 times more money than 3 dinars. If I sell this without making mashwara with you. Allahu Akbar. The thing is that he's offered me more. I told him that I have to first discuss with my mother because this is the condition my mother placed before I sell this cow, that if any buyer comes, I must first ask her and then I will sell it. But you're offering me 3 times more money. If I don't make mashwara with my mother, this can't happen because this is a promise to my mother. So I will have to make mashwara. The ulamas have stated, Masab, the barakah and the blessings of that action had caused that cow to be sold for the gold that could fit in the hide of the animal. Equivalent to the gold that could fit in the hide of that animal.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. And that was an angel who came. The mother says, perhaps it's an angel, so go back and ask him for his mashwara. Whether should we sell or should we not sell. That angel who came in the human form told this young man. And remember, the cow was left as inheritance in the custody of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the protection of Allah azza wa jal. And he, Allah azza wa jalla, then protected this asset. of this person, subhanAllah, for several years. It was a calf, and then many years later, when this man goes to the same jungle as his mother advised him to go and make dua, the calf, which was left many years under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then came running towards the person, subhanAllah. So we learn tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn the blessings of making mashwara. And then that angel said to this man, to this young boy, that do not sell this cow for 3 dinars or even more than that, because people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will come looking for a special cow. That's when you will tell them the price of this cow. And what is the price of the cow? You must tell them that amount of gold that fits in the hide of this animal. So the ulama have stated, Muhasab, the only reason for this to happen was because of seeking opinion and taking mashwara. So it's a habit that we should form. There are many youngsters out there who buy vehicles, spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars and pounds buying vehicles, buying homes, whatever it may be, without making mashwara, Mawlana Sahib, without taking the opinion of the next person. Then somebody big, as you mentioned in the very beginning, you have parents around, don't think they are old school thought and they would not give you a mashwara that will befit modern times.
Yes.
And this is currently what happens. The modern generation children, the younger generation children may feel that my father can't fit in my shoe because, you know, he's from the 70s and he might not give an opinion that will befit me in this time because he doesn't understand. But subhanAllah, what experience they have, the younger generation do not have. They have seen more seasons than us. They have seen more time than us. And I strongly believe, Mawasab, and this is the opinion of many other great scholars as well, I'm presenting their opinion, that a person should make mashwara, take the opinion of others, learn to accept the opinion of others, not only force our opinion down the throats of others.
Absolutely.
And this is most of the time what happens. Mawasab can present some Madani pearls, inshallah, and then we're going to go towards our kalam,
inshallah,
our favorite kalam, inshallah.
Inshallah. Actually, when we seek mashwara, seeking people's opinions, you see, normally shaitan comes into us and troubles us so much that he wants us to give our opinions. We must just give our opinions. And the humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they seek others' opinions. They would seek someone else's opinion, they would ask, and there is so much of barakah in this. Let's say we want to do something, someone wants to do a business deal, someone wants to do something, someone wants to marry someone, and they seek mashwara. And Huzur mentioned that we seek mashwara from anyone, but
yeah,
especially from the wise, from those who have grown old within the deen, subhanAllah, they've seen so much and they understand so much and they've learned so much, they know so much, alhamdulillah. Now, when we are doing something just as per our own opinion or what we think of the matter, we just have the one mind and the one aql, the one intellect that we are using in it.
Allah.
Imagine
Allah.
If we could make the same decision with 10 minds, 10 aql,
Allah,
10
Allah,
different
Allah,
intellects,
Allah, Allah.
And the cream of each of them regarding this situation.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
what a great,
Akbar.
What a wonderful decision we'll make. I could make a mistake, I could see one side, but I'm asking someone who can see the other side as well. I'm asking someone who can see another side as well. By the time I asked 10 important people to me, I've seen 10 different angles of this. Isn't this better than having seen only one angle before making the decision?
Allahu Akbar.
So there's so much of barakah and mashwara. And we see that in Dawat Islami, Madani mashwara is an integral part of the success of Dawat Islami.
Subhanallah.
If someone wants to know that how is this Dawat Islami so successful? Because Dawat Islami takes guidance from elders. Dawat Islami seeks Madani Mashwara. You will find that Shura sits together every certain amount of time and they make Madani Mashwara. They discuss their opinions, they discuss that which they saw, and it helps them to form such brilliant conclusions, to come to such amazing conclusions. Do we think that all of this is just from one mind? Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah has understood the value of Madani Mashwara. And thus he's brought together so many people of such, mashallah, good, great intellectual standing, of such strong deen. They've come together and alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, decisions are taken after taking everyone's mashwara, after listening to everyone's mashwara, and then something which is best for the organization,
yeah,
which is seen as best for the organization, that is adopted. So if we want the success of Dawat Islami, you see Dawat Islami is throughout the world, whichever country you went to, you sing Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. Wherever, when you want to study, you go online, you find Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is doing so much. If we want that kind of success in our lives as well, adopt the similar way, the way of Madani Mashwara in our lives, in our businesses, in our homes as well. You will see the similar success being passed on to our lives, our homes, our business as well. Follow that etiquette that Dawat Islami learned from Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll find similar success.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madani ki. Allahu Akbar. Maa sahab, there is another important saying, a man is not hurt so much by what happens.
Mm-hmm.
A man is not hurt so much by what happens as by his opinion of what happens. Allahu Akbar. As by his opinion of what happens. So everyone waits to see the ultimate results of an opinion, Mu'asab, and time only talks. You know, we wait for the time to come, and can I present my opinion right now, Mu'asab?
Marhaba.
Allahu Akbar. Should I present my opinion?
Please do.
Allahu Akbar. My opinion is right now we should break for this kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sochita hu main wo ghadi. Kya ajab ghadi hogi. For now, we have a beautiful kalam, specially prepared for the viewers of Madani channel. Enjoy this kalam until we return. Stay locked in tune with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao. فی امان اللہ مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی بندہ پروری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطل ہے بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطل ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ الحمدللہ we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity to discuss these matters dear viewers and for us to also take lessons from this from these opinions and from the dars which has been given alhamdulillah rabbil alamin there are some things that we have put together before the kalam alhamdulillah we have some light on this matter as to how should a person present his opinion. Mohsab, another thing is that sometimes when people sit for mashwaras, which is a very good thing to do, some people like to invite others with good intention so that everyone could give their opinions on a certain matter. Should a person involve others upon his upon the disagreement of his opinion? If others have disagreed upon his opinion, should the one whose opinion has been disagreed upon should involve others in what he had decided?
Yeah, on this matter, let's say if there are two people that are having a discussion and each has their own opinion, or if someone has given his or her opinion and the opinion was taken or wasn't taken, especially when the opinion, someone's opinion is not taken, that's when you start to see the you know, how upset this person is and the person then tries to take it out. Really speaking, if someone gave their opinion and it was regarding a certain matter, then it should remain with those who whom this matter was discussed to, rather than going to every other person and airing their opinion to that person and why others were wrong. Opinions, your opinion is for a certain matter and it's for a certain community, it's for a certain group, and it should be kept there. It shouldn't have to go out to everyone. Actually, in today's time, Ya Allah, in today's time it's even more difficult and there's more fitna, because now we have the social media as well, and you find that on the comment section of every social media post, everyone's airing their own opinions. It's not necessary for every one of us to be giving our opinions on everything. For what? If some matter was discussed and then everybody wants to come in and my opinion on the matter is this and my opinion is that and my opinion is this and you have a whole range and this person was wrong because they haven't accepted my opinion. So really speaking, our opinions should be given where it matters.
Mm.
Our opinion should be given where it matters, in those situations where it matters, instead of it being taken to every other person.
100%, 112%. In fact, Masab, the very important thing that you mentioned before we come to the closure of this program is that do not take this to the social media, dear viewers. There are many people out there who have all the time not to perhaps post things on a social media, but to present their opinions as comments upon the videos and upon the pictures of other people. We should abstain from this as well, because this is also the trick of Shaitan. And if you disagree upon something that you have seen on the social media, do not give your opinion on that matter. To say something that many people are posting something positive, for example, to rectify a matter, and a person comes and he slanders somebody through his opinion, saying something ill about a person, hurting other people's feelings, so on and so forth, and this becomes a huge problem. That which is haq, that what's right, that which we should fight for, you know, amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar, that continues throughout a person's life.
Yes.
And a person should at least think in his heart what's happening is wrong, and that is the weakest part of his iman. However, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have come to the end of the program, and I'm presenting another person's opinion instead, Mu'asab. Not my opinion this time here. And this person just mentioned his opinion, and we're going to close on this note. He says, because we are talking about being humble right now, we are talking about having inkisari and ajzi. Humbling yourself, especially when you are in a mashwara, and accepting the opinions of others is a very good thing, dear viewers. A person says, the cleverest of all, in my opinion, yani in the opinion of the person, is the man who calls himself a fool at least once a month. Allahu Akbar. That is to say that it doesn't mean that we know it all in the world, Masab. There are situations when we do make mistakes, we do take decisions which comes back to bite us, and we suffer different consequences because of our own decisions, our own opinions at times. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, always make istikhara. If there's something big that you want to do in your life, take opinion and mashwara from senior, especially from pious people, and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for guidance. May Allah Kareem forgive us. We say shukran to Mulana Sahib once again for joining us on this program. You have been watching this program called Reformation of the Ummah. Keep watching this program, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Keep reciting salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.